Storm Publishing presents Finding Hope in Starshine Cove, written by Debbie Johnson and read by Colleen Prendergast. Chapter 1. I always get childishly excited when I'm at an airport. I'm not sure why. It's not like I've just escaped a cult or I'm a time traveller from King Arthur's court. I don't live in a remote Amazonian rainforest where planes are things of myth and legend, wondrous monsters to be pointed at in the sky. I have been in airports dozens of times during my life, and the shine really should have worn off by now. Except it hasn't. And today I am glad about that. I mean, if it had, then I wouldn't be quite so thrilled to be sitting in a swish bar at Dublin Airport, sipping a mojito from a tall glass and watching the world go by. I think maybe that's what I really love about these places, the way that you see all of humanity flowing around you. The happy reunions, the tearful farewells, the harassed parents and excited teenagers, the mini-breakers, the honeymooners, the school trips, the business travellers with their posh hand luggage and suits carried around in sleek shells. You see literally every human emotion, every human reaction to stress and pleasure and anticipation and fear and boredom, all from a comfy seat in a busy bar, safe in your own cocoon. It's like the world's biggest soap opera. All the different languages and clothes and ethnicities all mixed up in one giant melting pot on the edge of the city. People who would never normally encounter each other end up next in line in queues or sharing sympathetic glances at security or browsing overpriced sunglasses in the same shop. It's brilliant, really, and to be honest, I hope I never get fed up of it. When you're bored of airports, you're bored of life, I reckon. I always like to make up backstories for the people I see. I give them names and imagine their lives and guess where they're going and why. There's a man on the next table from me who I just know is some kind of internationally renowned self-help guru. He is dressed in casual clothes that look effortlessly expensive and has a case that probably cost more than my car. His hair is tied back in a ponytail with a leather string, and he's drinking green tea. A dead giveaway.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?